Larry King will be joining us in a minute, but first it is time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff, the listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game in the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Jerry from Ramsour, North Carolina.
Hi, Jerry. Where's Ramsour?
It is pretty much dead center of North Carolina and about 15 miles east of the North Carolina Zoo.
That is an unexpected landmark to me. Do you really like the zoo, or are you afraid of it and want to keep your distance?
Oh, no, I love the zoo.
You love the zoo.
Yes.
So you're giving people directions to your house. You say, go to the zoo, turn right, go 15 miles. Well, welcome to the show, Jerry.
Thank you. You're
going to play the game of which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is Jerry's topic?
Yes, we candy.
Candy might just seem like a delicious way to rot your teeth and ruin your dinner. But not anymore. We heard about someone using candy for good. Our panelists are going to read you three stories of people using candy to solve what seemed like an unsolvable problem. Guess the true story, you'll win Carl's voice on your home answering machine or voicemail or whatever the future technology may hold. Ready to play?
Absolutely.
First, let's hear from Brian Babylon.
With the wave of summer heat, lots of people have problem with stinky feet. But construction worker Charles Cook found a sweet, low-cost cure to the problem. Pixie Sticks. One day after his kids used one of his work boots as a hiding place for their candy away from their mother, Charles unknowingly put on the boots on a hot summer day. After a day of working on a high construction site, Charles took off his boots and realized that one of his feet smelled like a trash bin and the other foot smelled like a Hawaiian fruit plate. I looked at my socks. One was bright red and had the unique smell of Maui Punch, my daughter's favorite Pixie flavor. Not sure if it's cheaper than foot powder, but I'm going to sell it at the construction site, and we'll see.
Pixie Sticks, solving the problem of foot odor after a long day at work. Your next story of sweet relief comes from Roxanne Roberts.
Oil spills are bad, but all the cleanup equipment takes a toll on wildlife and water quality, too. After an Exxon pipeline burst in the Yellowstone River earlier this month, Montana state officials green-lighted an experimental oil containment boom made entirely out of leftover Easter peeps. Louisiana scientists developed the marshmallow boom because the traditional plastic ones smother plants and release polyurethane into the water. Biodegradable peeps are compressed into 12-inch diameter pipes, which expand when they hit the water. The peeps block all the oil, float gently on the river, and slowly dissolve with no environmental damage after about a week. Quote, it looks really weird to see rows of marshmallow ducks staring at you, Montana's Interior Secretary George Willis told Helena's Independent Record, but as we all know, nothing can destroy a peep.
Peeps, those marshmallow bunnies used to contain an oil spill. And your last story of better living through candy comes from Tom Baudette.
Charlene Thornton Joe, a city councilor in Victoria, British Columbia, has come up with a sweet solution to the problem of late-night inebriated revelers spilling out of nightclubs and creating mayhem. Lollipops. In an experiment following the recent Canada Day festivities, which drew 30,000 people to downtown Victoria, Thornton Joe and her team of sucker-wielding Avengers went to work. She reported that after the men popped a lolly in their mouths, their nasty energy all but dissolved. They got calmer after taking the lollipops, she said. It had immediate effect. No one is quite sure if this was because of the concentrated sugars, the pacifying binky effect of oral gratification, or just that it would look ridiculous on YouTube to be setting a car on fire with a sucker in your mouth. The Victoria Police Department, however, isn't sure it wants its officers to become lollicops. There is undoubtedly concern for the safety of their officers when they would point a lollipop at the face of a violent drunk and say, "Suck this."
All right. Here are your choices. Brian Babylon told you the story of a construction worker who discovered that pixie sticks were great for foot odor. Roxanne Roberts told you about how the state of Montana was using marshmallow peeps to control an oil spill. And Tom Baudette related the story of a plan to use lollipops to soothe the temper of crazy drunks on the streets late night in Canada. Which of these is the real story of a new use for an old candy?
I am going to have to go with the Peeps in the Pipeline.
Peeps in the Pipeline. Peeps in the River, the oil spill?
Yes.
It's a peaceful vision, isn't it? The little marshmallow peeps floating there.
It is,
slowly,
yes.
Becoming coated with crude. All right, that's your choice. Well, your choice is Roxanne's story. We spoke to somebody who was actually involved in this initiative.
We gave out 11,000 lollipops to revelers, and we found that it soothed people like a pacifier would for a child.
That was Charlene Thornton Joe. She is the Victoria City Councilor who was behind the lollipop crime-fighting proposal. So, as you no doubt have figured out, it was, in fact, Tom who had the real story, and you are just added to the list of the people seduced by Roxanne Roberts. It's a long one. You didn't win our game, but you did earn a point for Roxanne for her very sophisticated and practical-sounding solution, so thank you so much for playing.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.